Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, January 25th, and in a few moments we'll be talking with Mike McCabe, Executive Director of the Democracy Campaign, to get his thoughts on the latest campaign finance reports filed by Republican Governor Scott Walker. Walker will likely be the subject of a recall election later this year because of his successful effort to sharply reduce public employee collective bargaining rights and for making deep cuts in state spending on education, healthcare, and other state programs since he was elected to a four-year term in 2010. The governor's latest campaign finance reports show he raised slightly more than $12 million since the beginning of 2011, including a mind-boggling $4.5 million in just 5 weeks between December 11th and January 17th. He's been using much of his campaign money so far on television ads around the state to say his policies have improved Wisconsin's economy and job creation efforts. Now to some of the meat of Walker's campaign finance reports and fundraising. Mike, what has the Democracy campaign seen that's different from fundraising by past candidates for governor or any other state-level office for that matter? Certainly to start with, big overall fundraising numbers, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, the governor has raised more than any candidate for any state office in Wisconsin's history. $12 million raised in just over a year. Just in the past 5 weeks, as you mentioned, a little over $4.5 million. You know, Governor Walker held the previous record. He raised about $11 million for his run in 2010, but that was a four-year election cycle. And that was the most ever raised by a candidate for state office in our state's history. And in just a little over a year, he's surpassed that mark that he set over a four-year election cycle. So, you know, this is now an unprecedented level of fundraising, and he's really just getting warmed up because he can continue to raise money, and he will. And there's not even an election authorized. That previous record was counting every penny even after the election was over. And there's not even an election authorized yet for his recall. So he's going to raise money right up to that election authorization, and he'll continue fundraising and spending after that right up to Election Day and beyond.
In campaign finance reports detailing the governor's fundraising since mid-December and even since last July, has anything stood out about the nature or source of his contributions or contributors?
Well, the thing that really jumps off the page is the heavy reliance on out-of-state money. If you look at the report that he filed in mid-December that covered a period from July until December 10th, He was relying on out-of-state donors for almost half of his contributions. 48% of his money came from outside Wisconsin. Well, in his last 5 weeks, in this latest report that he just filed covering December 11th through January 17th, he raised $4.5 million, and 61% of his individual contributions came from outside Wisconsin. That kind of reliance on outside money is absolutely off the charts. It's not anything that we've ever seen before in Wisconsin. Normally, in regular elections, if candidates were to get 10% of their money from outside Wisconsin, that really raised eyebrows. That was something that jumped off the pages at us, and we noticed. Well, this past summer in the Senate recall elections, we were seeing some of the senators get upwards of a third of their money from out of state. So that was really a pronounced difference. These recall elections are very different in that regard. Well, Governor Walker is even more reliant than that. It's almost half of his money raised from July into early December, over 60% of his money in the last 5 weeks coming from donors outside of the state of Wisconsin.
Now, can you talk a little bit about why some of these donors can give so much? Some of them are giving tens of thousands of dollars, a quarter of $1 million, and why they're allowed to do that, and who some of these people are.
Well, that is the other thing that really jumps out at you when you look at Walker's campaign finance reports, is the size of the donations, not only their origins coming from outside of Wisconsin, but their sheer size. Ordinarily, a candidate for governor can't take more than $10,000 from an individual over a four-year election cycle, but public officials who are targeted for recall are exempt from those campaign contribution limits from the moment when paperwork is filed to trigger a recall petition drive to the time when an election is actually authorized, which could still be months down the road for Governor Walker. So he can engage in unlimited fundraising, and he has. You know, in a week period, he got four donations of $250,000 each. So he raised $1 million from four donors in a week. The money came from three business executives in Missouri and another business executive in Texas. Bob Perry, the guy from Texas, is probably best known for having been behind the infamous Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ads the smear campaign that was launched in the presidential election in 2004. He's now given two different contributions of $250,000. So he put $500,000 into this campaign to defend Walker. So the thing that we're seeing is just a huge amount of the money coming from donations that ordinarily would not be legal in a campaign for governor. If you look at this latest report over the last 5 weeks, $2.3 million came from just 33 donors. Those 33 donors gave anywhere from $20,000 to $250,000. And again, in ordinary circumstances, the maximum that could be given by an individual to a candidate for governor is $10,000. But because of a loophole in our state law relating to the targets of recall elections, Governor Walker is freed from those limitations.
Why should Walker take heat for the source and size of these contributions? I mean, millions of dollars from outside the state was spent in Wisconsin to support the previous recall elections last summer of six GOP state senators. And Walker's campaign claims, and it seems logical to assume, that millions of more dollars will come in from labor unions and other Democratic groups this year to try to knock Walker out of office. So what else could he do?
Well, it's bad for either party to be so heavily reliant on outside donations. I don't care if it's the Democrats or the Republicans. It's bad for democracy, and it's bad for the citizens of Wisconsin to have elected officials so reliant on people who can't even vote for them. Look, you know, state elections are supposed to be an opportunity for the residents of Wisconsin to decide their own political fate, to decide how they want to be governed, and decide what they want Wisconsin to be. Well, it's pretty hard to decide your own political fate when there's so much outside interference. And I don't care whether that outside interference is coming from the Democratic side or from the Republican side. It's still dead wrong. And, you know, the bottom line is that we need to have elected officials who get their support from people who can actually vote for them. And with Governor Walker's latest report, he's getting most of his money from people who can't even vote in the election. 61% of his money coming from people outside Wisconsin, and they're not even going to have a vote. But what they do have is the ability to pour millions of dollars into these advertising campaigns aimed at swaying voters, aimed at influencing the outcome of the elections. And when you look at where all this money comes from, you know, still it boils down to the basic fact that less than 1% of Wisconsin's population is behind all of the fundraising that pays for all of the ads that we have to endure come election time. So it's a tiny elite core of wealthy interests who are paying for all this control over campaigns. And those elections really should belong to the people of Wisconsin, but they're being hijacked by these outside interests.
Now, recently, you mentioned that one of the reasons there's so much out-of-state interest in Governor Walker is you've described Wisconsin as a domino. Could you talk about that?
Well, you know, I don't think there's any question when you look at what happened this past summer in the Senate recall elections. The amount of outside money was way off the charts, way out of line with anything we've ever seen in Wisconsin elections, and that out-of-state influence is even intensified now that it's the recall aiming at the governor. And I don't think there's any question that that's because these recall elections are seen as something of a national referendum, and these outside interests really see Wisconsin as a domino. And regardless of what side they're on, whether they're on the Democratic side or the Republican side, they see Wisconsin as a domino, and they want that domino to fall in a direction that will knock over a lot of other dominoes that will benefit them. And they're definitely afraid of that Wisconsin domino falling in the wrong direction. And so they're pouring all this money in here, not because they really care about the future of Wisconsin, not because they have any stake here, they don't vote here, they don't live here, they don't really care about us, but they do have a national agenda, and they are very concerned that what happens in Wisconsin could influence events elsewhere. So, yeah, I think, unfortunately, Wisconsin is seen as sort of a pawn on a much larger chessboard. That's why there's all this outside interest money coming in. That's why they're trying to buy this election, because they want to make sure that what happens in Wisconsin is something that serves their interests and perhaps will influence events elsewhere. I have to say that I think with all this money pouring in, the one thing that I think still has to be considered is that I don't think television advertising is going to have the impact that it ordinarily would. TV ads have their greatest impact when they are being aired in an information vacuum, when people don't know much about candidates in a race, or they don't know much about the race itself, or they don't know much about the issues that those candidates will be dealing with. That's when TV ads are at their most effective, because in that vacuum, they fill that void and they sway voters. But there's no information vacuum when it comes to the governor, when it comes to all the issues that led to the recall drive. So I don't think that all this money being spent is going to have the effect that it ordinarily would. I think a lot of people have already made up their minds. A lot of people have been talking about this since last February. They know what they think, and they've got a lot of sources of information. There's been nonstop news coverage, and I think that's going to minimize the impact of those ads. That's the silver lining here, and I think that's the opportunity where the people of Wisconsin still can exert control over this election.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. And for those of you interested in following how much money is raised and spent by the candidates and outside electioneering groups in this year's recall elections, please check out the Democracy Campaign's homepage for updates, as well as a feature called Hijacking Recall 2012. You can get to this feature by clicking on Follow the Money on the homepage and then clicking on Interest Group Spending in the Dropbox. Thanks for listening.